The violence between Israel, Palestinians, and Lebanon is being closely followed by their neighbors. Arab League foreign ministers are to meet an emergency session tomorrow in Cairo. And ahead of that meeting, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas warned of the possibility of a new regional war. We're going to go now to Waleed Kazeha. He is chairman of the Department of Political Science at American University in Cairo. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Are people where you are wondering why Hezbollah did what it did in recent days, staging this raid into northern Israel, which has led to this Israeli response?
No, they're not wondering, because many of us know that Hezbollah operates on the basis of opportunity, and opportunity doesn't present itself too often. Whenever the Israeli army relaxes a little bit, Hezbollah can snatch a couple of people.
Saudi Arabia has accused Hezbollah of what it described as uncalculated adventures. Is there danger here to other Arab nations as this conflict goes on?
I think most Arab governments would want that headache to go away, that is, any conflict with Israel, because that puts them on the defensive and their credibility is extremely low. The Palestinians, the Lebanese are being hit by the Israelis. Arab governments can't do anything about it. So the best thing for them is to say, we don't want that headache. Please, Hezbollah, don't do it. But there is another point of view on the Arab street in Egypt, in Saudi Arabia, in Damascus, in Lebanon. And this is the voice of people who are saying, look, we have extended to the Israelis at the highest level in an Arab summit 2002 a peace plan. The Israelis didn't pick it up. They decided to go all alone and to move unilaterally to withdraw from Gaza and southern Lebanon. They didn't negotiate with us a comprehensive settlement. Now, what Hezbollah is saying, you've done the wrong thing. You have to negotiate with people, with us.
Is the government where you are in Egypt, as well as the government in Jordan, under a lot of pressure now?
Enormously under pressure, because their whole credibility is being questioned. What are you doing for your Arab compatriots? The Israelis are hitting our cities, they are hitting our villages, they are killing people in scores. And what are you doing? Mind you, Hezbollah's attack and that recent attack by the Palestinians where they had snatched a soldier were against purely military targets.
Are you suggesting that it's now possible for hardliners, militants in Hezbollah to determine the direction of events in the Middle East and they can drag unwilling Arab governments along behind them?
The Israelis are banking on this by hitting civilian targets, making life miserable for people in Lebanon now with electricity off, water. And they are hoping that the government would turn against people like Hezbollah, like the militant organizations among the Palestinians. But the thing they don't understand is that the governments don't have the power to do it. And also, they don't have the consensus of public opinion behind them to do it. And that's the killing point for them.
Thanks very much. That's Waleed Kazeha, chairman of the Department of Political Science at American University in Cairo.